This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. For Christians around the world, the Christmas season is a period of hope and a time to spend with their families. But for others, this time of the year brings with it anxiety and loneliness. Ireland is a country which, in the last few years, has fallen victim to Europe's economic woes. The Capuchin Day Centre in the heart of Dublin is a place of hope for many and has been helping the homeless and people in need since 1969. The centre was founded and is run by Capuchin friar, Brother Kevin Crowley. He told me that demand for their services has risen significantly.
In the last recessions, I certainly did not see it as bad as it is now. No, this is the worst I have experienced. The numbers have much bigger, more families, people who have lost their jobs and people who are on the verge of losing their homes. Up to about just before the recession, we'd have about 200 people or 300 people coming for food parcels. Now, every Wednesday, we'd have over 2,000. This morning, for instance, and it's only, what time? It is only 20 past 10. We have over 1,500, and that will continue until 11:30. We expect about 3,000 today for food parcels, as we had 2,000 last week. So it's really frightening, and it's scary in the sense that all those people, they're living in fear and they're living in the unknown as to what is going to happen. So we provide a service for them, and we don't ask any questions, and we make sure that each person is treated with dignity and respect.
From what you've seen, has there been an increase in child poverty?
Certainly, yes. We have a big number of mothers and children coming. We have a special area here for children. And we, of course, children is our greatest priority, and we make sure that they are treated well, and we make sure that no family is turned away from here without food. Our main concern is that each person that comes here are treated with respect, and that they certainly will get sufficient food and help to help them along.
This year, for many people, it may be worse than last year, and they may not even have thought this year that they may be looking for the kind of help that the Capuchin Day Centre provides. So you may be seeing even people that thought last year everything was fine, but the things have collapsed for them this year.
Certainly, we will make sure that no person will go away from here without food. Everybody will get something. And we'll also make sure that every person is treated in such a way that they will not be hungry for Christmas. That's our main concern. But not alone Christmas. We're concerned for their welfare throughout the year. That's our main concern. We also provide showers each morning for people who are sleeping rough. We have a doctor 3 days a week. We have a chiropodist. We have an optician. We also have counselling. And we have a dentist. So we have also a dentist working in the centre.
You were talking about Christmas there. Certainly it is a time. It can be a sad time for many people. It's also a very happy time. But for people who have fallen on hard times, it can be a very sad time. The Capuchin Day Centre, what's a typical Christmas like at the Capuchin Day Centre? And will there be anything even different this year at the Day Centre?
Well, on Christmas Day, we are not open because all the homeless go to the RDS for dinner, which is given by the Knights of Columbanus. This is the only day that we are closed, and we're back open again on Stephen's Day.
So even in the lead-up, even people can come in even just up to Christmas, on Christmas Eve, and they'll be accorded a welcome?
Yes, certainly will be. And then on Sunday morning, we'll be giving out food parcels. We expect anything up to about 3,000 to 4,000 people of food parcels on Sunday, and that will be their Christmas gift. Food for Christmas.
I noticed on your website you had carol singers singing as a way of fundraising. It's obviously one of the ways that you can help by fundraising.
We depend entirely on the generosity of the people. Our running costs for this year will be 2.2 million, and of that we get 450,000 from the government. So the rest is entirely from the generosity of the people. And I have to say that the people of Ireland are absolutely fantastic, not alone in Ireland, but further abroad. So we depend entirely for the generosity of the people. And we are not an organised fundraiser. I don't believe in that, because I believe that every halfpenny that's given to for the centre, that it's going towards the food for the people. We also supply clothing for those who get their showers on each morning. We have about 30 or 40 for showers every morning.
I wanted to ask you, Brother Kevin, just regarding the people that come in, do you find that they are spiritually tired, that they wonder why things that are happening, why they have happened to them, that they're wondering where God is?
Well, certainly one of the things that any time that we have a little ceremony here, each and every one of them are very concerned and they take part. But one of the things we don't do here is to shove religion down their throats. But they are very good people. And I can see, I suppose for me, I see God in each and every one of them.
How much is the day centre a place for people to meet other people? Because obviously, if you're on the street, if you're living alone and you're hard up, that you can come and see other people and actually form even friendships. Is that an important part of what's at the centre?
Yes, and quite a lot of people use it for that purpose alone, for to make friends with others, and I think that's very important because it can be very lonely for these people, and especially coming up to Christmas. I can always remember one Christmas when I was walking through the floor, I saw this man sitting down at the end of the centre, and the tears were streaming down his eyes. And on the radio, a song was being played, "It's Nice to Be Home for Christmas." And I happened to say to him, "Isn't that a beautiful song that's on the radio at the moment?" "Yes," he says, "it is a beautiful song for those who can enjoy it." But he said, "There was a time when I had a beautiful home, a beautiful wife and beautiful family. Now I have lost my beautiful wife, my beautiful home and my beautiful children. I'm spending my time on the streets because I find it difficult to get accommodation." So these are the things that we really come across and when we meet.
I just wondered on a final note, a final question. We have a relatively new Pope who took the name Francis, of course, a very name synonymous with the poor. He,
that's right,
this week hosted four homeless people at the Casa Santa Marta where he holds his Mass for his birthday. How much does he offer, do you think, inspiration for really looking to help the poor, looking in that direction?
Well, I can tell you one thing, that the homeless people here who attend the centre and any little ceremony that we have has certainly idolised Pope Francis. And I suppose the fact that we are Capuchins and we always say to the homeless here, this is your home, you're a part of our Franciscan family. And I suppose it's so beautiful that the Pope has taken the name of Francis.